Hi, my name is Dakota. You are listening to Check It In, Check It In, a radio show for kids all about the library, the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks, Dakota. That was a terrific intro. I'm Julie Derry, and this terrific little radio show is coming to you from 105.9 Radio DeBrigg in the terrific town of Elmer, Ontario. Terrific. This word is weird. Think about it. Horrible is something bad. Terrible is something bad. Horrific is something even worse. But terrific is something very, very good. In fact, better than good. How is that possible? I have no idea. I did a little research and found out that sometime between the late 1800s and the early 1900s, the word terrific, which used to mean something terrible and awful, very, very bad, started to mean something good. It's a mystery, a weird word, mystery. But let's not worry about that. Let's get started with our terrific show by talking to Magnus. Magnus was at the library getting a few books out, and I asked him what was terrific in his life.
My school is terrific because we do lots of fun work, and I really like school. My sister is terrific because she's very kind to me. She helps with the dishes. We don't argue at all.
That's amazing. Never?
Never.
Wow. And what's so special and terrific about your mom?
My mom is terrific because she helps me out with stuff, homework, and she's very fun.
Can you give me an example of when she was really fun?
All the time. There's no certain time.
Our first story of the night will be Terrific by John Agee.
Thanks, Dakota. Before I start reading this story, I think you need to know about the main character, whose name is Eugene. Eugene is an older gentleman with gray hair, and not much of it because he's mostly bald, and he has a very grouchy look on his face. Okay, all ready? So let's start. Much to his surprise, Eugene was the lucky winner of an all-expenses-paid cruise to Bermuda.
Terrific,
he said.
I'll probably get a really nasty sunburn.
But on the way there, the ship ran into a terrible storm. Everyone was rescued except for Eugene.
Terrific, I'll probably get devoured by sharks.
Instead, Eugene washed up on a tiny island.
Terrific, now I'll get eaten by cannibals.
But when he looked around, nobody else was there, except for a parrot.
Terrific,
said Eugene.
What good is a parrot?
You'd be surprised,
said the parrot. Eugene was surprised.
Huh. Are you stranded on this island, too?
Afraid so. My wing is busted.
I guess we're both out of luck. Anything around here to eat?
Plenty of pomegranates.
Terrific. I hate pomegranates. Anything to drink?
Pomegranate juice,
said the parrot. Night was falling, so Eugene curled up under a palm tree and fell asleep. When he woke up, the parrot was drawing a diagram in the sand.
What's that?
Our boat, said the parrot.
Terrific. And who's going to build it?
You are, said the parrot.
This parrot seemed to know a lot about boats. So Eugene decided to give it a shot. First, the parrot told him how to put the hull together. Next, the parrot told him how to rig the rudder. Then the parrot told him how to connect the centerboard and secure the mast.
Terrific,
said Eugene.
I'm going to permanently damage my lower back.
But in no time at all, he finished the boat.
Ah, good job, said the parrot. Now all we need is the sail.
Terrific,
said the genie.
And where do you expect to find a sail?
You're wearing it, said the parrot.
Terrific,
said the genie.
This coat cost me $32.
When the tide was right, Eugene grabbed a few pomegranates and the two castaways shoved off. But soon the wind died down. For hours and hours, Eugene and the parrot drifted under the hot sun. All their pomegranates were gone.
Terrific,
said Eugene.
We're going to die of thirst.
If you want to find out how the story ends for Eugene and his newfound friend, you'll have to borrow Terrific by John Agee from your library. I can tell you one thing. The last word in the book is terrific.
Our next story is Peterrific by Victoria Cann.
I put a block on the top of my tower. Pinkalicious, do you have any blocks? I asked my sister. I'm about to run out. I'm busy reading, she said. I want to build a giant tower all by myself. I never get to do anything by myself. It will be so tall that I will be able to get a star from the sky and give it to Mommy, I said. Wow, I want a star too. Can you get one for me? Asked Pinkalicious. We can borrow some blocks from next door. I'll go get them. While she was gone, I made drawings of the tower that I was going to build. If it was tall enough, it could go out the window and right up through the clouds. Then I could stand on a cloud and look down. Here are some more blocks. Are you going to make it all by yourself? Asked Pinkalicious. Yes, I said. I got to work. The tower got taller. I used tape, rope, and glue to hold it together. I need more blocks, I said. Okay, I'll ask the other neighbors if they have any, said Pinkalicious. I used whatever I could find, including furniture. My tower got bigger and bigger. Look at all the blocks that I was able to find, but how will I get them up to you now? Asked Pinkalicious. I knotted blankets together. I tied a basket to the blankets and lowered it down to Pinkalicious. Put the blocks in the basket, please. Can you get my telescope? I'll need it if I make it all the way to the moon. I want to see if it's actually made of cheese, I said. What kind of cheese? Swiss cheese? Cheddar? Parmesan? Here are some crackers just in case, said Pinkalicious.
Peter, what are you doing? That doesn't look safe, said Mummy.
Peter, come down right now, Daddy shouted, grabbing a ladder, but it was too short to reach me. Mommy and Daddy did not look happy.
Don't worry, I'll be back soon. I just need to finish my tower.
When I finished my tower, I looked down. Everything looked small, but the sky looked big and bright. I felt like I could see the whole universe. I liked it here. I was way up high. I couldn't hear Mommy and Daddy anymore. I didn't have any chores in my tower. No one could tell me what to do. It was nice not having to share my toys, and I had built the tower all by myself. I knew I could do it. My tower was perfect. I tried to reach for a shooting star, but it was too far away. I had forgotten to bring my net to catch it. I looked through my telescope. Pinkalicious, the moon is not made out of cheese, I yelled with excitement. Then I remembered that I was all alone. It was dark. I was cold. I ate the crackers that Pinkalicious had given me. I realized my perfect tower had a problem. There was no way for me to get down. Suddenly, I heard a loud creak. Then, a crack. What if the tower fell down? I was getting sleepy. I will figure it out tomorrow. I wrapped a blanket around me. I am not going to cry, I said to myself, wiping away a little drop of liquid from the corner of my eye. In the morning, I could feel the tower swaying back and forth. Uh-oh, it was going to fall down. Won't you give me a ride, Mr. Bird? I asked a bird flying by. The bird kept flying. I needed an idea. I know, I said to myself. I can tie the blankets together and make a great big parachute. Luckily, I was an expert knot tier. After I tied the blankets together, I took some rope off the tower and tied it to the blankets and then to me. I used the basket as my helmet. I needed to be very brave. What would Pinkalicious do if she were here, I wondered. I took a big breath and closed my eyes. Pink, Pink, I said, and jumped. I floated down through the sky, somersaulting through the clouds. I landed right onto our trampoline. I bounced up, then I bounced down, then up again, and then down. Whee! I yelled with glee. I was home again. Crash! The tower fell to the ground. Luckily, no one was hurt. Mommy and Daddy, I said, I am sorry. I promise not to build anything ever again. What? You are a good builder. In fact, you should build it again, said Daddy. Really? I said happily. Your next tower should be a little smaller and safer, and you will definitely need a proper way to get down, said Mummy. I'll build a new tower, and it will have an elevator powered by the wind as the way to get up to the top, and a slide as the way to get down, I said. And this time, Pinkalicious is coming with me, and together we are going to catch a shooting star. I can't wait, Peter. You are the best brother in the world. In fact, you are Peterific, said Pinkalicious.
Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 FM Radio Debrake on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5.
Thanks to Dakota for a terrific job on our terrific show. I'm Julie Derry. Have yourself a terrific week.
Good day, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglecht. Ich bin Mary Ham, and ich schaffe bei der Elmer Library. We have a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and you can crack day what you want for. They sind alle new up. The open stunden sind on the library deren to sein. You can auch phone, nenn dot phone number as 519-631-1560, extension 109, wann jut noch mehr Information fehlt. Bitte kommt nenn und seid wat wir han in unser libraries zum jut und jene Familie mit halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.